Yeah, let's give it up for Liquid IV.
Yeah.com,
baby. Promo code Nooners over there is going to get you 20% off your first order. Rage this weekend, jobless on accident. I feel like it was an accidental rage this weekend.
Yeah.
And I needed some Liquid IV to start off the day. I start every day with a Liquid IV. Our kids are using Liquid IV.
Yes.
They've got the new and improved sugar-free Liquid IVs as well. And Pear is back. Pear is back. That's my favorite. Pear was my favorite there. Big fan. But hanging out, watching sports, hanging out with the friends and all that other stuff. You start boozing, you lose track of time, and then you're like, oh, shit. I need to rehydrate for the week. Got to pop in that Liquid IV. Are you a daily girl? Because I don't see you every single morning all the time.
Yeah, I'm a daily girl. So I do one of the sugar-free grapes or the sugar-free apple, which are my new faves, in 24 ounces.
Okay.
So it is supposed to be just in, they say, like, put a packet in 16 ounces.
16 ounces of water.
And that's going to hydrate you double. I put in the 24 ounce, maybe onesie or twosie.
Yeah.
And go through the day.
Yeah,
it's life changing.
I call it Hydration Monday here on the show because it's one of those things where, again, you go hard over the weekends, you got the kids, you're not eating great, you're boozing with some friends or whatever, and then boom, reset on Mondays, pop in the Liquid IV, and you're good to go. But it's a little pouch, that's it. You're ripping open, popping into liquid, 16 ounces or more. And you're good to go. Super easy there. Three times the electrolytes. No artificial sweeteners. 8 vitamins and nutrients. Non-GMO and free from gluten, dairy, and soy. Weekends are for going wild. Have a game plan for Monday with Liquid IV. Grab your Liquid IV hydration multiplier, sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code Nooners at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Superior Hydration today using promo code Nooners at liquidiv.com.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ross Patterson Revolution! Brought to you by GhostBed.com!
I'm on! Hello! Happy Tuesday! Welcome to Ross Patterson Revolution. Hi, boys.
Hello.
How are you? Look at these gorgeous dudes. And we have a special guest with us today.
Enough of the horse shit. Enough of the horse shit.
A special guest.
Yes.
Austin Byers Club, Ross Patterson.
I mean, we'll address the elephant in the room here.
I mean, we've got to. I really think we've got to.
I went back to the new guy.
You went back to the new guy. You are at my goal weight. I'm so freaking jealous.
For a high school diver.
I know.
For a Chinese diver, I'm at the dream weight right now.
Mm.
Voice is a little rough, obviously. Just got out of the hospital.
Sure. Busted you out.
My God.
Yeah, had to bust you out.
I've got...
They wouldn't let you go.
8 auditions lined up already.
Mm-hmm.
Remake of The Machinist.
Mm-hmm.
Dallas Buyers Club.
Mm-hmm.
Queen biopic. Freddie Mercury.
Oh, later years.
Yes.
Later years. And then we're doing a reboot of 50K.
Yes.
We're going to do the last part. We're going to refilm the last part of that movie.
I'm also up for... It's a prequel to Philadelphia.
Oh.
I'm playing Tom Hanks where he first gets AIDS.
So
didn't he progress in that movie?
Well, he progressed to death. About a 3-month movie. So I'm playing the earlier years where boom, he gets super skinny and then Tom Hanks goes on and dies later.
Oh,
okay. It's very Better Call Saul.
Oh, I see. I see.
Yeah.
So like in the prequel to Philadelphia, you're going to be like, oh, I remember
that part.
Yep. Yeah.
Where it's like, oh my God, you know, I don't have a lawyer yet. What am I going to do?
Right.
I'm still sucking dick for cash, like that type of shit.
I don't think that's.
What?
I don't think that's the story of.
It is.
Philadelphia.
It is. And then he goes to the Liberty Bell, the whole thing. And yeah, he lives underneath that for like 3 months. So you're welcome. You're welcome for all that. Voice will be back to full strength here in a couple weeks. Thought I'd give it a go. See what happens today.
Yeah.
There was too much going on for me to sit on the sidelines.
Yeah. I mean, people were wanting it. They'll take any form of Ross Patterson, right?
Uh-huh.
I mean, my God, you guys. Now you can answer the messages.
Sure.
Right? So now you can
say
whatever you want to say, like, where is Ross? Where are you hiding the body, Jesse? Give us proof of life, all of this. And by the way, who's this 99? Is it Craig again?
No
Craig
way. Craig
is rich now, by the way.
Is
he's been giving us over $50 every show, right?
Well, look, we appreciate it, Craigers. We're going to need it.
We're going to need it.
We're going to need it just for food. To put some more weight back on.
Sure.
You know?
All right, baby. That's pretty good, Craig.
Yeah.
Pretty good, Craig.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Look, there was too much going on not to come back.
Matthew McConaughey is not even fully. I mean, he just barely got fully back.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a long road.
That's what happens. It might be a long road for me. Who knows?
Right. Who Jacob knows? Nickel, $10. Happy to see Ross back. Go get a massage or something, Jesse. You know what? Thank you.
Yeah.
Now maybe I can start getting some messages. Do you know what I'm saying?
Maybe.
Of like, oh, hope you get. How are you doing? You
exactly.
know what I mean? But anyway, there is so much going on.
And look, we'll start off with the obvious here. In all sincerity, thank you for all the well wishes and everything else. Special shout out to you guys holding it down. Delco, Dan, Hot Bob, Giorgio. The show was great. Jesse, you were awesome by yourself trying to do it. It's hard doing.
It's very hard, but
1 hour by yourself.
Yes, but I definitely leaned on. It was a four-hander for sure.
Yeah. But still, that's what it is.
Right.
You guys have been a great addition to all of these shows, and greatly appreciated. So a lot of people are asking what it was. Had pneumonia.
Mm-hmm.
Got COVID at some point, bilateral, whatever you want to call it, nuked, and then the hospital, that was it. I had COVID last year. It was pretty mild, not really any more explanation than that, to be honest with you. Had about 17 liters of fluid, pneumonia drained from my lungs, hence the weight loss. I don't have AIDS yet. I'm still hoping. I'm holding out.
Right, but we are going to...
But here's the thing.
You are going to call your agent. You can beat AIDS. Yeah.
You can beat AIDS.
We wish it was AIDS.
Yes. This, I couldn't beat.
Yeah, no.
AIDS, I could totally beat.
Right.
Like if you have enough money, you can beat AIDS. Fine.
I think it's fairly affordable now, too. Or should be.
Who knows? You know? The beauty of it is YouTube, the 5 weeks that I was gone, the numbers have only grown 100, so...
Yeah, so you're welcome, guys.
Yeah. Yeah,
obviously people love the show with just me.
It's not that.
No, I'm just kidding.
We're on
grown
some,
100. We were
the, no the shadow ban is real. Friend of the show Dan Cummins is going through the same thing. They actually took down some of his episodes and then said, "Hey, you're all done for a little bit."
Right.
Same thing. He only talks about similar stuff that we do. I don't know why this isn't growing. Who knows? Who fucking cares? What I do know is I'm a survivor. Okay?
Yeah.
A survivor of what? I don't really know. I've had pneumonia before in the past. I've also been in the hospital for it. Mm-hmm. Burning it at both ends, working too hard it finally caught up to me, and boom, I was out.
Yeah.
That was it.
I think the drugs and alcohol had a lot to do with it, too. What? Huge amount of drugs.
Could you imagine?
Hard drugs and
if I was doing hard drugs, Jesus Christ, I would have been gone.
You probably would have been fine.
Years ago. Yeah, exactly.
Because it would have kept you up. Yeah. You know what I mean? You had to be moving.
Maybe I should have done hard drugs.
I think that's the lesson that we're getting from this. Mm-hmm. And I'm good with that. Do you know what I mean? Not to take care of yourself and eat healthy and rest sure. and stuff like that. I think it's just do harder drugs more often.
Exactly. So the money will go to cocaine now.
Yeah.
That's where it's going. Speaking of cocaine, Jussie, is it Smollett? Are we Frenching him?
I think we've done all different iterations. Again, I love this case so much that we do different things. Juicy.
Sure.
Jussie, Smollett.
Sure.
Smollett.
So you know. If you're wondering why you had confidence going into this thing.
Yeah, because we asked that actually. I think it was the last show where we were like, what does he have in his pocket that allows him to go so confidently every day into the courtroom? Or Bob and I were also saying, is it just that you can't let it go because it's so embarrassing that you have to just go full force and be like, deny until the day you die?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So I wasn't sure. But we now know
until
what.
Yesterday.
Yeah, we now know what.
So he decided to get on a stand, which is a bold move.
Big mistake.
Well, was it? So he gets up there, and he said he had sexual relations with one of the brothers.
Sure.
They used to do cocaine, ecstasy, go to bathhouses, and masturbate together.
Sure.
Big step. Big step forward. That is some Neil Armstrong shit right there. I don't think I've ever seen somebody lie so hard and then fall back on a story that is so crazy that you're willing to tell the world. And that's what people are going to think about you now. Not only just this case, but they're going to think about you jacking off with your buddy at bathhouses, which I didn't know was legal.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, there's nothing illegal about a bathhouse, right?
You can't jack off.
I think
you Well, you can, if they don't catch you and they're not exactly.
Isn't it the same as
looking.
Like a swingers club or something?
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
a private
totally,
place
yeah, it's
that
totally
like
legal.
Consensual people can do shit in. Mm-hmm. For sure. Classically, since the 70s.
Mm.
So yeah. Yeah. It's not a public pool.
No.
You know what I mean? It's not a Gold's spa. You know what I mean?
Sure.
It's a bathhouse.
Sure.
And it's one of those winky winky, you know what's going on. So it's not, again, if I were to, which we did, speculate, what could it possibly be? What could it possibly be? How could he spin it? There you go. Although, what is the proof?
So that's what it's going to come down to. He said versus she said, and then what the jury is willing to believe going forward. He now has a story, at least.
But is there any way to corroborate that, like, as far as evidence?
What's the story? You can jack off with someone and still stage a hoax.
Exactly.
But what he's saying is
yeah.
it was a jilted lover
yeah.
who's coming right. back to beat the shit out of him.
And that this guy staged the whole thing. And
correct.
Then the checks and stuff were a lot. There was a lot of time before. And
they were made out to Nutrition and Health.
Nutrition and Health.
That he was working out with him.
Sure.
The biggest surprise to me was his age.
Whose?
Jussie.
Juicy?
Yeah.
What?
39.
What'd you think?
27.
Really?
Looks great.
Yeah.
Black don't crack.
Yeah.
He looks great.
He really does.
But that came out and I was like, oh, that was almost a bigger surprise than him going to a bathhouse with that guy.
Right.
So.
Yeah. So. Again, there's going to need to be, just because he has thrown so many things at the wall, mm-hmm. I think there has to be some kind of evidence to corroborate
right.
this, as far as the prosecution is concerned, right?
Sure.
Because they could tear that apart.
I don't know.
We'll see.
We'll see. They're going to be cross-examining him now, the defense.
Mm-hmm.
This guy is going to have to either own up to going to these bathhouses.
Mm-hmm.
Or not, and then it'll be in the jury's hands of who do you believe and why.
There's got to be some kind of text message exchange or something.
I don't know.
There's a video of them rehearsing.
Is there really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
There's a video of them doing a dry run of the attack.
Yeah, and the other thing he threw against the wall is that they were anti-gay.
Right.
That they were homophobic, these two guys.
Yeah.
So that didn't work.
Yeah.
Now it's like, you know, again, and he's banking on the fact that they chose, hopefully, a jury that's never heard of it. Hard to find. But if you did, then you can just throw a new thing out there, right?
Yeah. The only problem is, like, he said they were white.
Oh, that's
like he said two white guys attacked him.
Yeah.
And I know that, like, witness memory is bad. Like, sure. it is literally unreliable.
Right. Memory is not linear.
But
those guys are dark.
Right. Now we know, because we're in a logical space and we've been hearing all the bullshit for that long. Although, is there a jury? Is there someone on the jury that hasn't heard anything about Juicy? Like an aunt of yours that's like, huh? And what's going on with this whole thing?
It's not like Drake attacked you. Okay?
Right.
These guys are dark skinned. So I don't even know that that holds any weight. Yeah, there you go.
At 4 a.m.
That is still, there's no way.
You're hungry.
Nope. No. Look at those guys.
You haven't even gotten the Subway sandwich.
There's no way. There's absolutely no way.
I just love it so much. It's one of my favorite things going on right now.
The whole thing is amazing. And
it's really making life very interesting.
Why isn't it televised? It's the most entertaining shit on the planet.
Exactly. I think we said that too. Ghislaine.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this one is not televised. No. Fuck you guys.
And the Ahmaud Arbery thing was the easiest trial of all time.
Yeah. Guilty.
Like it was an easy one. These two, let's put it in prime time.
Oh, yeah.
You need ratings.
Let's OJ Simpson this.
It's not like The Bachelorette is doing well.
Yeah.
Put it in prime time.
I wish like one of our people could like go in there and stream on YouTube.
Yeah.
Because we could gain a bunch.
My God. My God. if we
We'd
have,
be the only ones with the fucking
Could you imagine we do a play-by-play of it? A watch-along? Man.
I mean, they won't let you do any of that, but
well,
we may be able to. So Ghislaine, they have separate rooms where they're streaming the trial on TVs just for press. Mm-hmm. So maybe we could do something like that, but they'd take away all of our shit.
Maybe. What do we have though?
They take away our phones 100. And like everything to stream.
Oh, got it.
That's why there's only these crude, weird pictures.
Yeah.
Drawings.
Well, if you're looking for crude content online, you're not going to get it from Alec Baldwin anymore.
Nope.
Alec and Ilaria. Are we still calling her then?
No, Hillary.
Okay.
And we've always been calling her Hillary.
Great. Great. Both of them have deleted their Twitter accounts after the interview. I think you did a show that morning. The interview aired that night. We didn't even get to talk about it.
So it was... It sucked so bad because we were just speculating and going off of the little quotes that were very, once you hear the whole sentence, oof, so much worse.
Boy.
But that's all we could do. So, you know, we watched it. I don't know if anyone else watched it, but, it sounds like Dan did, that someone's guilty.
It's not me.
Not me, obviously.
There's only one person what did he say? There's only one person.
Responsible. It's not me.
Yeah. Not going to say who it is. It's not me.
Yeah.
Not going to say who it is.
Yep.
It was a shit show. It was psychopathic, sociopathic behavior. And, you know, he might just be good enough.
No.
I don't know.
Not even close.
Even the
DA was like, hey, dude, it's way too early to say that you're not going to get charged. Way too early. So, no. Why don't they just move to Spain? Really do it. All your kids are named Spanish names.
I think they're going to. I mean, right?
If you watch the interview, he said, look, I'm gawked at so much and everybody's filming me wherever I go. I feel uncomfortable. Move. Get out of the fucking country. Turn off everything. Don't say anything for 2 years.
He said he's
write out these lawsuits.
I don't think he can until this is all done.
Brendan, he also said he's booked for another movie in January.
Yeah. And he said, I called him. I asked him.
Yeah.
I asked him, do you want me on this still?
Crazy. It's a madman.
No, you didn't.
It's fucking... a fucking madman.
Yeah.
And I've never seen anything like it. Man, even the Brandon Lee thing, when he got killed on the set of The Crow, mm-hmm. like, there wasn't any of this.
Well, do we know who, was anyone held responsible for that?
Somebody was, but it was a live round and somebody put it in there, you know, but
or is it was one of the great conspiracies.
It's still a conspiracy, but it wasn't another actor holding the thing. So, yeah, this was Alec Baldwin on his own with an old timey gun and that's it. I don't know how he doesn't get charged. Like, that doesn't make sense to me in any world. So we'll see.
We'll see.
We'll
Brendan 1008. Thank you, you rich.
Oh.
These people, I mean, my gosh, they're really loving having you back, Craig.
It's for food.
Don't worry, I have dibs on Jables still.
Yeah.
Well, Craig, you are just my type right now.
Or it could be for the suicide pod.
Oh, yeah.
You what never is know. This?
Yeah.
Switzerland has a new suicide pod that they've just rolled out. Bob, can you bring up the suicide pod? It looks really nice.
Really?
And I don't say that lightly, but if you're going to do it, you might as well do it in style. It's the Millennium Falcon of suicide pods. There it is.
Okay. Boom. So what's happening?
So you can book this out.
Uh-huh.
You answer a questionnaire online.
Uh-huh.
And you get in it. It'll tell you the location if you've been approved. It's private. You go there. You answer a series of questions. Mm-hmm. Once you're in there,
mm-hmm.
press a button, and it slowly takes the oxygen out, and you're dead within 30 seconds. It doesn't make you gasp, breathe heavy, feel like you're choking, nothing. You're just gone.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And it turns out, over in Switzerland, like 1,300 people have killed themselves last year doing methods like this, but it involved like some type of injection or a poison.
Yeah, so this, do they, their laws are different as far as
yeah.
like ending your own yeah. life, like yeah. Oregon or whatever.
Yeah. So if you're looking to do it, that pod is kind of amazing. I'm kind of in for the pod.
Premium content.
Yeah.
I do it for the content.
Yeah. I don't know if you get to choose a song for 30 seconds.
I'm sure they would. It looks quite expensive. I'm sure they'll accommodate.
What it said was you can choose what you're viewing. So if it's an ocean, mountains, whatever. So who knows? For the last 30 seconds. And all I kept thinking was, what do I want to see for the last 30 seconds? What do I want to listen to? What's yours?
To listen to?
Yeah.
I mean, I go Rocket Man, but...
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's real nice. That's real nice.
Rocket Man and then...
Umbop. Umbop would be mine.
Oh, Umbop.
Yeah.
Oh, no, because then I would get nostalgic and I would open up the thing.
You'd stop it?
Yeah. Because I love Hanson so much.
Yeah, obviously.
What
would be the worst?
The worst.
Yeah. Death metal?
It depends.
Okay.
Getting Rickrolled right before you die.
Yeah.
And not even because like, oh, I hate that song, because everyone else outside is like, ha, we got it.
Yeah. Yep.
Man.
Yep.
That would be awful.
Yep.
Guar.
I don't know.
Guar would be terrible.
I wouldn't mind a Guar.
Gundam Style?
No, I actually love that song.
I would love that.
I love Gundam Style. Every time it comes on, I love that song. Never gotten sick of it. Not once.
Oh, what about, do you remember that one Asian, she bang, like that Asian guy that was like really, really bad and everyone was making fun of him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be a terrible one.
A terrible one.
Yeah.
Lots of layers, but yeah, that'd be a terrible
Tons one. Tons of layers to that one.
Yeah.
What
about watching? I'd probably be, the worst would be The View.
Oh my God. A Whoopi Goldberg segment for 30 seconds?
Yeah.
That would be
awful.
It
would help me though. Because she, like, just her whole thing of like not ever wanting to be there and just like clomping up there to the chair, that would help me. I'd be like, speed it up.
A Nancy Pelosi speech would get me.
Oh, and you'd be night-night.
Yeah, that's it. That's like, good. This is what the world is. Mm-hmm. I'm out.
Right.
Seacrest out on that one. I'm gone.
Right.
But the whole thing seems great. And is that the future?
I'm sure, but I don't see. I see weed being legal everywhere before they let people.
But would you go to Switzerland themselves? And do this?
Would I? No, but I've said millions of times that I can't even come close to wrapping my head around suicide.
If you had Thankfully, a crazy disease.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. That's what this is for.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
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 For sure I would do that.
Viewing wise, if I was going what I really wanted to go,
mm-hmm.
Probably be at a Jake Paul fight, first row, you know? Okay. I want to see excellence in front of me.
When you go, yeah, yeah. What are we seeing? Roseanne Barr National Anthem.
Oh, God. Oh,
We've
no,
got
Fergie.
Chumbawamba Fergie.
National Anthem.
How about anything by Fergie live?
Yes.
That'll take you right down.
You know she quit after that.
I think that was a good choice. Sometimes, you know, low self-esteem is just common sense.
Hasn't been back.
I think we're okay on that. Do you know what I mean?
She's got kids.
And after that, when they went back to like all of her other live performances, it's like a fun little meme now of like, dude, like we let this slide. Yeah. Every live performance, every weird ass shit she did.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, we let Fergie get away with a lot. Yeah.
So, Fergalicious. That would be a terrible way to go out.
That would be really bad.
I know my appearance has changed, by the way. So is Rebel Wilson's. Yes. Not that I was Rebel Wilson, obviously. But she's super thin now. Can you pull up a picture of thin Rebel Wilson? Because there was a story that came out and she said her manager and agent wanted her to be fat. The fat, funny girl. Mm-hmm. If you get skinny, it's not going to play anymore.
Look, I mean,
kind of true.
Only true as far as her representation is concerned, right? Because.
There you go.
I mean, you guys, it's not. This is so crazy, but it's not that huge of a difference.
It's not funny.
No, but like, it's not like, oh my God. It's like, I think she looked pretty good before. And
I don't look at her and laugh right now.
Which one?
The thin one. Look at that. Okay. Pop it back up.
Okay.
No laughter there. She looks mean.
She looks what? Yeah.
Mean, angry. Right. Is this going to be when Jonah Hill started doing dramas?
Or when Jonah Hill got skinny?
Yeah.
That was a problem.
Did you see him yesterday?
Yeah.
I'll pull him
he
up.
He is living his best life, and I have to say,
he actually looks okay. Kind of cool.
He looks kind of cool. He's very happy with this lady.
Good for him.
He's
They're
chilling
wearing matching
out.
Suits.
Yep. He's chilling out a little bit. He has a little bit of a sense of humor. What? You guys hate him? Everybody hates him?
Yeah, I hate him.
No, the picture he's trying to pull up is really small.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
But here he is. I like Jonah Hill.
I mean, he's got. I didn't know he had that chest tattoo. Like, I think he's really fucking doing it.
So do I.
He's had some struggles when he was trying to be something. I think that he wasn't.
I think
he's just like, fuck it, dude.
I think he looks cool here. Yeah.
So I'm just gonna be myself, right?
I actually think he looks cool here.
Which you love to see. You love to see someone finally like. Just being like, I'm not going to respond to the bullshit. I'm not going to, you know, make it my mission to be anything.
But what he was promoting is a drama.
Right.
So. Right. Can't be funny anymore. Can't.
Well, Wolf of Wall Street. He had gotten skinny and then fat again.
He was fat for Wolf of Wall Street.
I know. It was funny. It was funny.
You got to put the weight back on, take the weight back off. Mm. Rebel Wilson will probably see the same thing. Mm. So I'm just saying.
Sure.
It's going to be tough.
Yeah.
It's going to be tough, you know? James, we got some sponsors.
Oh, do we?
Yeah, put the show on the air.
They do. First and foremost, we have ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. Oh, Andrew, you are going down, boy. Right now, Ghostbed is
off. Did he put a G in that motherfucker?
What?
Did he put a G in that motherfucker?
What?
Drinking Bros?
Did he?
Oh,
no.
You said it like a G.
Oh, I did? Sorry. Drinking Bros. No, he didn't put it in at all. I'm going to have to go off the cuff. This motherfucker. Right now, Ghostbed is offering a flash sale. 40% off Ghostbed bundles where you get mattress and adjustable base. If you use code DRINKIN, not DRINKING, DRINKIN BROS. If you guys don't know, Ghostbed is the premier bed in a box. Best quality, best customer service, fastest delivery. They've been with us 4 years. If you're new to this, that's what Ghostbed is, just so you know. You can also get 33% off everything if you use the code DRINKINBROS33 at ghostbed.com/DRINKINBROS. That's new, and you can use the pay-as-you-go program, no interest, and you can be comfy and cozy today for like $35 a month. So check them out. They're amazing. You got to be in the market. Holidays are coming up. Next up, we have CardoMax.com. Ross, have you had some CardoMax?
I got some today.
You've got to.
I had to.
You have to get through the full day today. Do you know that CardoMax has grape energy and watermelon energy?
I do.
You did know that.
It was here when I got here this morning.
See?
Boom.
All these amazing things happening while you're gone. CardoMax Energy Intensifier uses the least amount of ingredients as possible. There's absolutely no junk in this liquid energy that you can mix with anything that you're drinking. It also has B3, B6, and B12 vitamins, caffeine, and BCAAs. And before we were just pushing the blue raspberry pink lemonade. Now we have four flavors for you: blue raspberry, pink lemonade, grape, and watermelon. So CardoMax is offering Ross Patterson Revolution an exclusive offer of 30% off your next four orders. Go to CardoMax.com and use promo code Nooners. That's CardoMax.com and use promo code Nooners and you will get 30% off your next four orders. That's CardoMax.com, helping you achieve your max.
Yeah.
Boom. Next up, we have one of my absolute favorites.
Who do we got?
And I'm hoping that you will join me in some poop talk. Hello, Tushy. Holidays.
Yeah.
Right?
Shitting
a lot. Shitting a lot. Eating some weird stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Eating more than you would.
Oh, yeah.
Family over.
Oh, yeah.
Friends over. Right? Using the toilet paper.
Yeah.
Doing Lord knows what, because everyone has a different
BM.
Bathroom situation.
Bowel movement situation, yeah.
Just everyone has a secret way.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure if we asked anyone in here, everyone has a secret different way that they do things in the bathroom, right?
Sure.
So how fun if you went over to somebody's house and they had a Hello Tushy bidet and you'd be like, what the heck? This is cute because they are very cute. Since we are doing it live, Bob, can we put up the picture? Because I think it's important to see how like sleek and small. When you think of bidets, you think of the old school water shooting out of the big, you know, gold toilet, you know, that you only rich people have in their mansions. This one's very sleek. You don't need any tools, no plumbing, no extra plumbing. You literally just put it on there and you're good to go. Different colors, but that wooden knob I think looks so good. Stop spreading your business around your butthole with toilet paper. That wasn't me. That was them. That's what I'm saying. Hello, sure. Tushy understands. So start washing with Hello Tushy. Hello Tushy bidet washes your bum with fresh water for a way better clean than toilet paper. Simply spray and pat dry. Attaches to your existing toilet. No electrician or plumber needed. Installs in less than 8 minutes. That's true. You did ours. Give the gift of a clean bum to yourself or your loved ones this holiday season and get 10% off plus free shipping right now at hellotushy.com/revolution. They're saying tag Hello Tushy on social media. I'm actually saying give us a tag.
I want to see the shit.
We want to. Now, look. We don't care.
Are you allowed to post that on Instagram?
I think we'd put a little emoji over it.
Okay.
Tag us.
I'd like to see
tag
the real
us
thing.
Or like show, you know, tag
I'd like
us.
To see the real thing. I'm sorry.
The real thing. Yeah. Well, you can see the real thing.
Put your phone. Bob. Put your phone under your asshole. Yeah. I have one at my house. I had to get it from my wife when she was pregnant or after she had the kid because of cleanup issues. Anyway.
No, but that's a really good point.
Put your phone under your shit.
Do it.
Turn it on. We want to see it. We want to see.
Do it.
Rubber hit the road.
Yeah.
The rubber hit the road.
There it is.
Probably not what he was wanting to say, but it really, really worked.
You want to see the stink hit the sink.
Yes.
Let's.
Yes. Let's. And again, Hello Tushy is into all of this. So they're saying tag Hello Tushy on social media.
I want to see Freedom Ring.
But we want to actually have you tag. You can tag Hello Tushy and us. Like, do a video of you showing your uncle on the holidays, your bidet, and like kind of showing him how it works. You know what I mean? That's hellotushy.com/revolution for 10% off and free shipping. We love Hello Tushy, as you could hear, as you heard. We all have one. We love it. Last but not least, this one is important for us right now. It's crowd health, right?
Sure.
This is something that we have needed to deal with. Ross just got out of the hospital. I don't know if you can tell.
No, the comments have been on fire, though, and I appreciate all of them.
Somebody said,
if I got pneumonia, I'd get in the suicide pod right now.
If they got pneumonia?
Yeah, if I looked like myself, I would have gotten in the suicide pod.
Oh, okay.
Beautiful. I love all of these, by the way.
Really beautiful.
All of these.
So there's certain aspects.
As much shit as we talk.
Oh, you have to.
I all of it is hilarious, and it's all fucking true. So,
and again, we are all good with it because you're fine.
When I'm holding that Oscar next year, all of you guys are going to rue the fucking day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So
anyways, crowd health. So when it comes to healthcare, which we've been dealing with, it's important to make sure you're getting your money's worth. So crowd health offers a flexible and affordable healthcare option without the hassle of insurance. So my experience with this is I have kids. And so does Bob now. Sorry, Dan. I know you hate the baby, but I've got to talk about it. When you have a baby, you do those things. And so maybe if you get physicals and stuff like that, but you have to go all the time. And it's, you know, it's a big charge that they're sending to the insurance. But they also give you the option, oh, if you'd want to pay cash right now, we'll give you a discount. So that's kind of the idea behind this. So it's like you are in a group, a crowd of people that are all focused on staying healthy, and you get that kind of discount for the mundane, you know, the things that you kind of have to do all the time, right? Or something catastrophic. People are there to fund it in a different way. So it's not inflated. We're using the cash discount. It's the best way that I can explain it. And anyone that has had to go to many appointments for no reason knows that, right? Huh. Or the obligatory thing for medication, whatever it may be. So CrowdHealth is a community of people who are tired of paying into a broken system, which is how we feel. So it's flexible, simple. CrowdHealth gets rid of the insurance middleman and passes the savings to its members. 100% of your monthly membership pays for actual healthcare costs. So it's not just going into the ether. Help the whole CrowdHealth community stay healthy while keeping more money in your pocket. CrowdHealth is able to offer amazing prices because of its community of health conscious members. But for a limited time, my listeners, our listeners, get their first month free. And after you've been a member, CrowdHealth will include a fitness wearable, an Apple Watch. Just so you know, it's an Apple Watch. That's 30 days to try risk-free plus the fitness wearable. Just go to joincrowdhealth.com/fit and enter code Nooners at sign up. That's joincrowdhealth.com/fit, promo code Nooners. CrowdHealth is not health insurance. It's community-powered alternative. Terms and conditions apply.
Somebody's asking about the seltzer in here. I'll address that. We signed up with a new company after the last one. They've been great. Life is Brewing. They're out of Nashville, Tennessee. So if you're in the Tennessee area, it'll be available there. They were on time. This is squarely on me. While I was in the hospital, I obviously missed, I didn't have a phone, computer, anything else. So I missed all of the communications. They were gracious enough to push it. They're actually canning it here on the 15th. So we'll be having a launch party sometime in January. Going to start working that out at the end of the week. But this one is squarely on me. New company's been great. Canning place has been great. I was out of commission, and I'm in charge of the seltzer. So it's coming. The release date would have been fine. It's just me on that one. So I apologize. What I'm not going to apologize for, though, is Adam Levine's new face tattoo.
Is it real?
It's real.
What was the thing about it not being real?
I looked close. It looks real. Unless he's got a really good tat guy. But knowing him, think about it, Jesse. He is the most trendy or wannabe trendy dudes there is.
Oh, yeah. And cheesy.
Cheesy. That's the guy who gets a face tattoo because everybody else is doing it.
Pull it up, Bob. It is real.
It is.
Adam Levine.
Scroll in. Punch in.
I wanted you to see the headline.
So he says the black face tattoo is fake.
Punch in. It looks good.
So he's doing this like, he's doing it for this like cheesy thing, but it's almost him.
Well, the
doing
rest
a
is
fake,
real, like the neck tattoos and all
oh,
that
all
shit.
Of that is real. Yeah. But him doing a fake face tattoo, I almost think is worse. Yeah. Right?
Look, he's living his best life. He's got a licker too, apparently. Look at that.
Yeah.
Look at the two of them.
Look at.
She, if you scroll down, she's not wearing a bra.
Cheesy. I mean, we're not mad at any of that.
No, they blocked it out as people. But
yeah,
he's wearing your sweater.
Yes.
In real life, he's probably 130.
A smaller size than mine, but yeah.
He's probably 130. He's probably my size right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I could share clothes with Adam Levine.
Can you imagine just the stretched out version? Because I think he's 5'4".
He's a little guy. Little guy, not afraid to party.
Right.
Not afraid of a tattoo artist, you know?
Sure.
Little guy.
Not afraid of a little tongue out, like cheesy picture on the red carpet. Not afraid.
Why not?
Because they're so kooky, those two.
No, they're real kooky,
aren't
they?
They're just so crazy. This is us. Take it or leave it.
Dan Delco, I want to tell you, I hate to admit it. Succession. I'm on the train.
We started
Welcome.
It, bro.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Yeah.
He's like, the only person he had to talk to
is fucking Sean.
It was Sean.
I heard the episode and I felt bad for you. Like, I know how much
Not
it pains you to
you.
Talk to Sean. Just because you won't allow it and you're waiting for us to hire somebody else. So Sean can now have a slave and not have to deal with it. But you don't want to talk to Sean about Succession. Sean, do you even watch it?
He's taking notes for APP.
He's doing
it.
But
he does watch it?
He does watch it. He's the only person in the office.
Yeah, so he was the only
it.
Other one. And he kept being like, have you started Succession yet? And I was like, dude, I can't. But
so in the hospital, it pops up. I don't know what episode, what season, whatever. I watched maybe 15, 20 minutes of it. And I was like, oh, shit.
You watched like a rogue out of nowhere.
Yes,
Succession?
Out of nowhere. I don't even know. You were in the, you came and visited me a bunch.
Yeah.
Almost every day. The channels that were there made no sense. I've never seen half of them. I didn't know
I guess
they existed.
They did have HBO. I just didn't.
I don't know if they did. I don't know what it is. Because it went to maybe 2 or 3 days later, same episode popped up and it was just like, what are we doing here? Watched 15, 20 minutes of it. And I was like, oh my God, this is good. Last night when I got home, I said, hey, this show looks really fucking good. We're going to pop it on. The hype is real. I started from episode one. Am I lucky or behind?
I think you're lucky.
Okay.
You get to watch 3 more seasons.
Yeah. Yes. So that's what I said too, is we have a long way until we can even talk to you about it, Delcom. I did watch a Curb first. It was a big nothing.
Curb Your Enthusiasm is probably, you could probably end that show.
Yeah. Whole season's been kind of a nothing.
Yeah.
The whole season. Yeah. I mean, the, up until this episode, it's been pretty good, pretty standard. A curb can is supposed to be standalone, so you can watch every episode.
Just hasn't been the same since Funkhauser died.
I know. And Vince Vaughn doing good, but not the same.
He's not Funkhauser.
He's not Funk. He's not the Funk.
Was he in this?
Yeah, so he's supposed to be
Funkhauser's brother.
His brother. So Vince Vaughn is playing. And look, it's Vince Vaughn. He's fucking great. When him and Larry go, you know, he's the master. But they don't really let that happen. So, but yeah, we're on this Succession. I don't know. He just doesn't, the scenes that he has, he's fairly quiet.
Are they cut?
No, he's just, I don't know. He's had a couple points where he can like be Vince Vaughn, but for the most part, he's sort of like a straight man.
Well, I will say this. When you get a script for Curb Your Enthusiasm, there isn't a script. It's just a rough outline for about 8-9 pages. So there's no dialogue. I wonder if Vince Vaughn needs the dialogue to improv off of that versus, hey, dude, there's no dialogue whatsoever. Just make it up and go.
Maybe.
Because it's two different styles of improv, and you never know.
The one before was good.
Yeah. Succession's completely opposite because all the lines that Jesse Armstrong writes are fucking bangers.
There's no improv in that show.
No.
And there's room for it with the push-ins. There's a lot of push-ins.
Yeah, exactly. Does Culkin get more bearable?
No, he's awesome. He's the best. I think he's one of the best characters in the show. Yeah.
Because he looks like a piece of shit.
He is a giant piece of shit.
He is a giant piece of shit. Yeah.
They don't hide that.
I think he just reminds me too much of someone.
Everyone has that person in their life.
Too much of someone.
Everybody has that family member.
I know. I'm going to go with it. We've got a couple of high dollar numbers up here. Sorry. Stephanie Ann. 69.
Shit.
Just do whatever y'all want. So happy to see Ross back. We all are, my dear. And someone else. But yeah, you guys. I mean,
we're
really
it.
Doing it. Really doing it. And Mike Tapia, 69. Welcome back. Here, Dono for some meds and beer.
Ah.
Yeah. They want you right back on that train.
Look, and I get it. I want to be back on that train as well. Working my way back. Again, voice isn't the best, but the doctor said, look, you need to talk. And I go, great. I've got an avenue for it.
I can figure that out. Yeah.
So I can figure it out and we'll kind of figure it out together. Hopefully for the audio listeners, it's not that bad. Also want to give a shout out to Mike Boscovich, who came and helped us during the flood,
mm-hmm.
who helped renovate and take care of all the water and the walls and everything else. I got an email from his boss at his company last night. His mother passed away.
Oh, no.
So I just want to give you a shout out and say, hey, we love you and we're thinking about you. One of the nicest, most hardworking guys on the planet.
Yeah, he really helped a lot.
And Drinking Bro of the Week on Drinking Bros. But I got an email from Elaine, one of his bosses up in Michigan, and he's going through it. I know he loved his mom. And shout out to Mike. Another thing that popped up today was Elon Musk. I think you'd be into this. I'm starting to lean your way.
Hmm.
Next year, the brain chips in humans. That's when they're going to be implanted, according to Musk.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
You're ready, right?
Ah.
Yeah.
Listen, anything to make things easier.
I'll sit a few plays out.
You're going to wait?
I'm going to wait.
Really?
Just to see how it plays
out.
Just
to see. Yeah. How long do you think? I mean, that kind of seems like a long game situation, though.
That was my take on the vaccine, too.
I thought you got it. I did, but fairly quickly.
No, this year.
No?
Or kind of.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. But you were smart about it. But,
So the
I think it would be a long game. So you're not going to be able to see. You know what I mean?
Well, the first ones it says are going to go to people with severe spinal cord injuries. And it's going to be this Neuralink that's going to help kind of speed up your recovery or help you.
Mm-hmm.
If that's the future and that actually works, the things that he's involved in is fucking amazing at this point. Amazing. Best cars. To and fro, electric cars, space. They're going to fucking space. Now, brain chips. What else did he? Was it him that invented PayPal?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's PayPal.
Still use PayPal. Everybody's still taking PayPal. Every website that I check out of, PayPal. Would you like to go to PayPal? Yeah, I would.
That's true.
And it's super easy. The guy is the best of all time. Now, what I don't like is his haircut.
Well,
Bob, pop that haircut up. It is, it's very Kim Jong-un. How would you describe it?
I think it's more like evil. Yeah. Not so much Kim. Yeah. Yeah. It is very, I don't know why it's evil dictator, but I guess it is, right?
Is there a photo from the side so you can really see the side shave? I mean, it's a lot.
It's Brad Pitt from Inglourious.
Yes.
Great.
But he was also a soldier.
That's what I mean. Well, he was a Nazi, right?
Yeah.
Nazi soldier.
Yeah.
So a lot of like, you know, regime dictators type
No, he was killing Nazis.
He was killing Nazis?
Killing
Nazis,
that's
their business.
Sorry.
Killing Nazis.
That's their business. Come on, James.
Sorry, I'm a lady.
Yeah.
Sometimes I just got to be a lady, you fucking assholes. Go ahead.
If you can find a side shot of that, that's...
I don't know if there is. So
that's from a video. He's talking at the Wall Street Journal like CEO conference right now. So I'm pulling up the video to see if he cocks his head to the side at any point.
Because I...
There you go. You had it. Yep. Boom. Oh.
Now look, yeah, I mean, that's exactly what I thought it was on the
Kim
side.
Kim Jong-un.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kim Jong-un.
Yeah.
That's a midlife crisis right there. No reason.
You know what's even more fun than that is a Grimes TikTok deep dive.
He was also bald.
Yeah,
exactly.
Those are implants.
Which we've covered before too, where he was not as rich. Woof, right? And then
money.
All of a sudden, what?
Money.
Money. Yeah. The answer is money.
Money.
Always. All the time. The answer is money.
Money.
Look at that. Look at that poor,
oh my gosh,
ugly nerd.
No way.
And now we're all like, who's that?
No, you know? Fucking way.
Isn't that crazy?
God. It's nuts, isn't it?
Because that was going to be a bozo ring.
Oh, yeah. It was going to be a B ring.
It was
going to
be a B ring by age. Well, I don't even know how old he is there, but definitely by age like 35.
Man.
Yeah.
Kyle Rittenhouse is doing the rounds right now, by the way.
Yes.
He's everywhere. He's doing podcasts, everything. A lot of people asking if we're going to have him on Drinking Bros.
I mean, I think we would.
Yeah. If he hits us up, we'll have him.
Yeah.
But he was telling LeBron to fuck off.
Yeah.
A lot of people telling LeBron to fuck off these days.
Right.
Because of China and everything else and just general LeBron.
Sure.
Michelle Beadle, who I've talked about on the show before, who she had a podcast yesterday. She said that LeBron specifically called and tried to get her fired.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of hatred coming at LeBron right now, and especially over the China thing.
Mm-hmm.
I find it hilarious that not only has he stuck to this whole narrative of, no, we're all good with China, and China's great, and we're fine with it. Biden actually pulled out of the Olympics. So the Winter Olympics are coming up, and the athletes will compete. However, there will be no delegates from the United States there. So president won't be going, first lady won't be going. Nobody will be there government-wise to represent the United States at the Olympics. Just the athletes only, and they're boycotting. China's pissed off about it. They're saying this isn't very Olympic-like. I wonder how long this will go on. Because right now they're picking and choosing with movies in Hollywood. And LeBron's movie, Space Jam, wasn't one of the movies they allowed over there.
Mm-hmm.
They've been going back and forth over this of what they're going to allow. The one they are going to allow is the new Matrix. Because Canal
right.
supersedes everything.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, and I approve.
So do I.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen that trailer now 3 or 4 times. I'm all in on the new Matrix.
Sure.
Holy shit. It looks amazing.
Mm.
Speaking of which, Licorice Pizza
oh, yeah.
looks amazing.
It really does.
There's some good movies that are coming out. And I want to, I've shit on Hollywood a while for not having original shit, but there are some great looking movies that are coming out. The new Guillermo del Toro.
Oh, yeah.
With Bee Coops.
You know what I just saw that was really good?
What's that?
French Dispatch. Wes Anderson. Oh,
how was it?
It was good.
Yeah.
It was loaded. Wes Anderson movie.
Oh, yeah. I mean, of course, right?
It had everybody.
Does it hold up against the other ones?
Like a regular, it was very Wes Anderson
like the,
type.
Yeah. Not like the earlier.
It,
not
at
like
first,
the
it
later
almost
ones.
Seemed like a parody of a Wes Anderson movie. That's how Wes Anderson it was.
Exactly.
But it was very enjoyable.
Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah.
That's, I love a Wes Anderson movie. So that's, I'm glad that it's good.
You got the new DiCaprio movie coming out. I want to see King Richard.
Which one's the
Don't Look Up. It's Adam McKay.
Oh, yes.
Yep.
Also yeah. Stacked. It's basically his next video essay after Vice and The Big Short.
Yeah, but by the way.
Okay. Yeah.
So he's been doing the rounds for this movie. If you don't know who Adam McKay is, he is the co-founder of Funny or Die, Will Ferrell's former production partner. He worked on SNL, was one of the best writers on SNL, wrote and directed Anchorman.
Talladega Nights and Step Brothers.
Yes. Executive producer for Succession.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They had a bad falling out about 2 or 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. And it was right after, what was the Oscar movie that he won for?
Big Short.
Yes. It was right after that. And Will Ferrell was just like, they're looking at the projects coming in. Adam McKay wanted to do some serious shit. I think he also realized that comedy was dying in Hollywood. And he was like, cool, man, this Oscar shit's really fucking gratifying. Let's stick on this train, right? And they had a split over it. And I guess part of the discussion originally with Will Ferrell was, I don't want to just look up on screen and see my name on a project that I know nothing about. And I think Succession is one of them. I really do. I don't see Will Ferrell getting behind that.
Probably not. There was also a falling out because he's doing a movie on the Lakers.
He's doing a series called Showtime on the Lakers.
Okay, yeah,
on the
Bus family.
Yes.
And he recast Will Ferrell with John C. Reilly.
Yes.
But it was to play Jerry Buss. And to be fair, John C. Reilly, because I've met Jerry Buss in real life.
That's what Adam McKay said, and I guess Will Ferrell is still pissed.
Pissed. Well, the reason why he's pissed is he told him in an email, told him tersely, and that was it. Didn't call him, didn't sit down with him, and just said, hey, we're moving on, we're going with John C. Reilly. Now, John C. Reilly called Will Ferrell.
And said, hey, man.
I'm doing your part, and I apologize, and I love you, and everything else.
How was it his part? Did he get it first, or did he just expect to have it?
It was going to be him. And the way the cast started shaping up, because there was another comedian that was cast, Bo Burnham, and he was also tossed from it. He was going to be Larry Bird. And so
why was he tossed?
I genuinely think they just didn't want comedians doing a semi-serious basketball thing, because there was a lot of serious shit going on in the 80s. It was fun, but that team was aggressive and in your face and everything else. And, you know, when I watch Adam McKay's stuff now, like Succession, for example, there's no comedians in that.
No.
Big Short, no comedians in that. What was the one after it? Cheney?
Steve Carell's in.
Yeah, Steve Carell, I guess.
Steve Carell's
but
in.
He's kind of serious
on.
Now. Yeah,
yeah.
He's moved on to dramas. That's what he's doing. What was the one after The Big Short? It was Cheney.
Vice.
Yeah. Vice, the Dick Cheney movie. Christian Bale, you know.
He became Dick Cheney.
Yeah, literally. Dick Cheney died 10 years ago. Christian Bale's been playing Dick Cheney for 10 years.
Right.
Spoiler alert.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he saw the trend of what Hollywood was doing, and I don't think Will Ferrell wanted to have anything to do with it and still wanted to do comedies. Because even when I look at the trailer for...
The Shrink Next Door.
Yes.
There's
him and
still
Paul
an
Rudd.
Element of comedy there.
Sort of. Like, when I got into that story, it's pretty dark.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the clips that I've seen, there's still some Will Ferrell moments where you're just like, hey, dude, it's a hardcore drama here.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So.
Yeah. GG 6969. The stock market is up over 500 points because Ross is back.
Probably.
Probably.
I'm the stimulant for the economy.
Mm-hmm.
It's me.
Mm-hmm.
It's no one else.
No one else or nothing else.
No. What happened was there was a shortage of me for
it was a supply chain.
Yeah. And then I just caught up with the supply chain and now I'm back.
Yeah.
Now I'm back. The good thing is I think the 20-year reunion of New Guy is in a few months, so I can go back.
Yeah.
I can put the leather jacket back on and feel all right about my life.
Yeah, like a couple of burritos and you should be there.
Yeah. Yeah, easy.
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 Two burritos and you're back. Right?
Yeah. I didn't get to see any of the cool shit, by the way.
What?
When I'm out, the coma or whatever.
Oh.
The Braves?
No.
Yeah. I
was going to ask you about that.
I know. No. Oh, yeah, there's so many. Gosh, day before, it's been long, huh?
Like, how cruel is it that I waited 22 years, I've bitched about it on air, forever. I denounced all Atlanta sports teams last year on air.
Seriously.
And then the day before, the morning of was when I was admitted. The Braves won the World Series that night. I don't find out till 3 weeks later. And even then, when the doctor told me, because I just woke up, I didn't believe him.
You missed the whole series.
The whole series.
No, I saw.
You were out when we went to game two.
You missed the whole series.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. Yeah, gone.
So you had, right before you went out,
yeah.
You said, I can say it now, but you said, you know what's really sad? And I was like, oh, thought you were going to be like, you know, like you and the kids, I'm going to miss Halloween or like, I'm going to miss you guys. Yeah. No. The fucking Braves are going to be in the World Series. And then he's out and I'm like, motherfucker. But it was quintessence. Ross, like I wouldn't expect you to say anything else.
Kids, here's the thing. We've been married. We've been
kids
together.
Will be there.
You and I have been together for 10 years.
Yeah.
Right. Child is 7.
Sure.
First one. Second one is 3.
Right.
Braves, 22 years.
Yeah.
That's a lot longer.
No offense. You've been in a, like, some sort of relationship with them longer.
Sure. Next thing, Ohio State, right?
Mm.
Ohio State, shit on the quarterback for weeks. He is nominated as of yesterday for the Heisman Trophy.
Right.
Don't know what happened. Don't know what happened in any of those games. Clearly something did, and he was fucking amazing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's 4 people that get nominated out of all of college football.
Right.
300 teams.
But I think you woke up just in time to see the Michigan Ohio State game. Bully for you.
I was like, and that's the fucked up thing, knowing how much I love Ohio State. I'm awake. I'm alert. Congratulations. Boom.
Here we go.
Ohio State, Michigan. Boom. This is the
rivalry.
Kick I need.
Yes.
Getting
this
back.
Is gonna
getting
get
my
me.
Strength back. Everything sure. else. We get housed.
Mm.
We get housed.
Yeah. Oh. If you're asleep still, Ohio State wins that game.
And there's a personal shout out I want to give to Drew LeMax. So I don't have a phone or computer, right? The nurses have it, for rightfully so, right? I'm not even bitching about that. You shouldn't want to hop back into work or everything else and blah, blah, blah. Phone is going off over and over and over again. It's Drew LeMax. Drew LeMax worked for us. He runs the websites. Michigan alumni. Michigan fan. Nurse comes in. She had the phone out. It was charging, whatever. And she goes, I'm sorry to bother you. Do you know what Drew LeMax? And I go, yeah, why? She goes, he will not stop calling your phone. And then there is 80 text messages that say, you're a piece of shit. Your team's a piece of shit.
Oh, Jesus.
And then a bunch of Michigan symbols.
True.
Everyone on God's green earth knows that I'm gone and I'm in the hospital. I can't answer any of this shit. I want to say to you, Drew, now that we have this stage here.
You found a way to get through.
No. Next year when we beat you, I will literally send everyone in the office your number so they can text you over and over and over again. This was it for Michigan. It was their dream year. Mm. They're all seniors. Sure. It was like a fucking Rudy moment. Congratulations.
Night-night.
I don't really care.
Right.
It's going to happen.
Clearly, yeah.
We haven't won. Well, no, but here's the thing. They haven't won in 11 years, 12 years, whatever it was. Right. They never even got to see their team win in 4K. This is the first time they got to see their team win in 4K. I will not forget that. I can promise you that. And it's going to be ruthless, relentless. And the text messages I'm going to send, I'm going to take the fucking day off, my man. Right. And I'm just going to sit there thumbing it, dude.
Yeah.
Like a fucking 8-year-old Asian playing
Call of Duty. He'll pay us all overtime.
Yeah.
To actually do that.
I'm in the hot. Like, what am I supposed to do? Oh, yes. Thank you.
You're a piece of shit.
Yes.
Die already.
It is over and over again. Somebody said, hey, have you looked on Facebook? And I was like, shit. A couple of days later, I was able to get on Facebook. There was like posts in like every single facet of every group that I've joined and everything. Did Ross suicide himself? Mm-hmm. All this other shit of Michigan. No, dude. One win. I'll take one win every fucking 12 years. You've won 3 times this century. I'm good. Like, I'll take those numbers any single, like, every fucking time.
Right.
But to send that over and over again, I will not forget that. I will definitely not forget that. So, that's all I want to say about that.
Yeah. 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 We didn't think you would. We thought there'd be some kind of repercussion for whatever happened that day.
Just know that when I was able to get a phone back, and I saw the scroll, the ancient Egyptian scroll of messages you sent. I got loud and clear. I got it.
Weird. He's not in the thing. Craig, I mean, he is so rich now. I mean, Craig, come on out.
Come on out, Craig.
Come on out. 1999. Screw Michigan, by the way.
Come on out, my man.
I mean, that is $120 right there.
Yeah. Thank you, Craigers.
Craig.
Again, that's going straight to food.
I think he just loves you, Ross.
No, and I appreciate it.
No, he really does.
I appreciate really it. And everyone else besides Drew LeMax, thank you for the messages that I've gotten. It's been nothing but positivity and love, and I greatly appreciate it. Again, voice will work itself out as we keep going.
Yeah.
Hopefully it wasn't too bad today.
Sounds even better now than it did in the beginning.
It actually does sound better than when you walked in.
Okay. Yeah.
Like right. Working it out, like really does.
Yeah. So.
And you've got a place to do that.
Yeah. I do. And then last but not least, I want to thank you, Jesse, for everything. You came every single day, took care of the family, everything else. And I know it's been hard. I appreciate it. I know doing the show alone has been hard. And greatly appreciate it.
Yeah.
There was no drop off. Everybody from the audience was excited to have shows. Eric Tansy filled in. Shout out to Tansy.
That was fun.
Yeah.
Tansy did what he had to do. He said what basically everyone was like, whatever you guys need. So
yeah.
And everyone was willing to step up. So look, we're good. You're good.
Yeah.
And
we're back.
The world didn't fall apart.
Yeah. Wrong level, bitch. Back to the new guy. Okay.
Back
to the new guy. And again, Bob Delco, appreciate all the hard work, everything that you guys have done to keep this up and running and going. And we're here. So just because a freak thing happened, not going to stop the show. Show goes on.
Yeah.
Show goes on.
Right.
Okay.
And
go to iTunes, rate the show 5-star, leave a review. That's all they fucking care about. Advertisers, everyone else. What were you going to say?
I was going to say you're going to eat burritos and stuff, right?
Yeah.
You're not thinking like, oh, no, like a modeling career now or anything.
No. Okay. No.
Just making sure.
No.
Just making sure.
Yeah. Modeling.
You know, I don't know. Oh, I can fit into skinny jeans now. No, thank you.
I'm only doing.
By the way, no, thank you.
I'm only doing AIDS movies. That's it. That's all. Like, I'll do a good AIDS movie, but I'm not modeling.
I'm getting pizza every night.
Yeah. I'm doing a Rock Hudson biopic. I'm going to do Eazy-E, Blackface. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do that movie as well.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
so,
we are
Oh, well, we're killing it now.
And Thank you so much, you guys.
The meds are kicking in. You're like, yo, dude, we gotta get out of here.
We gotta get out of here.
We gotta get out of here.
We got through the whole show without a like delirious racist.
Well, it's not racist. I'm just a Big Easy E fan, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's all I can name with AIDS.
What?
Luganus?
Magic. I haven't mentioned Magic yet. That was
Magic
to
Johnson, yeah.
Yeah, let's name I'm all the people we know with AIDS.
Yeah. Huh? I'm not tall enough.
For what?
Was there anybody straight with AIDS?
Also, Magic was never really thin like that.
Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, Charlie Sheen.
Shit, and Magic dude. Is straight, no?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. He's straight. But I'm not tall enough.
Oh, he's to play him.
A
oh,
giant
okay.
Man.
Yeah, yeah. Sheen.
Yeah. Sheen, I'm good on Sheen.
Yeah, I think that's it. I think that's it.
AIDS wise, that's it. Yeah.
Billy Porter, but I think he's just HIV.
Mm.
He hasn't gone full blown.
Magic's not full blown either, I don't think. I think he's just
HIV.
He
never went full blown, huh?
Yeah. Arthur Ashe.
I think that was cancer.
I think he's just looking up.
I think that was cancer.
Famous people with AIDS, right?
Yeah.
I did. Yeah.
Okay. Come on. Go on.
Magic, Freddie Mercury. Yeah.
Okay. Sheen. You could do Mercury. You already said that.
Mm-hmm.
Jared Leto. I'm kidding.
Did not have AIDS.
He just looks like it.
Chuck Panazio.
Mm.
Oh.
Big fan of Chuck.
Big fan of that guy.
Yeah, whoever that is.
That kid from The Real World, Pedro Zamora.
Ah.
Oh, that's right.
But he
is
was
he
only on the show, right?
Panazio right? was the bassist for Styx.
Ah.
Oh.
Shit. Gone too soon.
I think he's alive.
Styx is Pedro still playing. Died. Who knows? We'll get a concrete list and come back to you with that. Do a full 3-hour special on it.
Yeah.
Jabes.
Yes.
Proud of you. You look beautiful.
Thank you. I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
You're a warrior.
Back.
He's
Survivor.
Back.
Survivor. Okay?
Okay.
Never forget it.
Okay.
All right? Hashtag never forget. What's today's date? The 7th. Pearl Harbor?
Yep.
Yeah.
You go back there with all the other soldiers. Guys, samesies, right?
Thankfully, I didn't bomb today.
Guys.
I felt pretty confident in the show that we delivered today. I did not bomb, okay?
Not on this day.
No.
No, you didn't sink this.
Yep.
Nailed it. We're going to leave this on a terribly low note, which we love to do.
Mm.
So let's leave it with that, okay?
Okay.
To all the listeners in Japan, we love you. For Jesse Wiseman, a.k.a. the Jables, I'm Ross Patterson. This is The Revolution. Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.